Here's a question that trips up more certificated pilots than it should. You've got your private certificate. It's plastic. It never expires, so you're good to fly whenever you want, right? Not quite. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about one small regulation that decides whether you can legally put your kids in the back seat this weekend. It lives in Federal Aviation Regulation 61, Section 57. Recency of experience. Most people just call it currency, and I promise you by the end of this segment you'll understand it better than half the people tying down on your ramp. Let's walk through this together. Before we dig in, a quick word about our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of this journey. First solo, there's a coin for that. Private, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. When you finally knock the rust off and go get current again, honestly, that deserves a coin too. It's a nice way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's set the scene. It's a Saturday morning. Weather's beautiful. You haven't flown in about 4 months because life got in the way. Work, kids, money, all of it. Your certificate is valid. Your medical is valid. The airplane's annual is good. You walk out to the airplane feeling great. Can you legally fly by yourself? Yes, absolutely. There is nothing in the regulations that stops a certificated, medically qualified pilot from flying solo after a long layoff. You could not have touched an airplane in 3 years and still legally go up by yourself in day visual conditions. The rules trust you to make that call. Now change one thing. Your husband wants to come along, or your buddy, or your teenager. The moment another human being climbs into that airplane as your passenger, a different rule wakes up. And that rule is 6157. Here's what it says. In plain language to carry passengers, you must have made 3 takeoffs and 3 landings within the preceding 90 days, and those takeoffs and landings have to be in an aircraft of the same category and class. And if the airplane has a tailwheel, the landings have to be to a full stop. Let's unpack every piece of that, because each word is doing work. 3 takeoffs and 3 landings. Simple enough, you go out. You do 3 trips around the pattern. You're building currency. They can be touch-and-go landings for most airplanes. You don't have to stop. Now, the preceding 90 days, this is a rolling window. It is not a calendar quarter. It is always 90 days looking backward from right now. So every single day, the clock is moving. The 3 landings you did on the first of the month age out on day 91. This is where people get burned. They think, I flew in the spring. I'm fine for summer. No, count the days. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. Currency is not a light switch that stays on. It's more like a rolling 90-day tank that's always draining. The only way to keep it full is to keep flying. Next piece, same category and class. Category and class are specific words in the FAA world, and they don't mean what they mean in everyday English. Category, in this context, is airplane or rotorcraft or glider. Class is the next level down. For airplanes, the classes are single-engine land, multi-engine land, single-engine sea, and multi-engine sea. So if you did your 3 takeoffs and landings in a Cessna 172, that's airplane, single engine land, that currency counts for any other single engine land airplane, a Piper Cherokee, a Cirrus, a Diamond, doesn't matter. Same category, same class, but it does not count for a seaplane, different class. And it does not count for a sweeplane, different class. And it does not count for a twin, different class. Again, if you want to carry passengers in a multi-engine airplane, your 3 takeoffs and landings have to be in a multi-engine airplane. Notice what's not in there. Make and model. The reg doesn't care about make and model for basic currency. Get current in a 172, and you're legally current to carry passengers in a Cherokee. Whether that's smart is a completely different conversation, and we'll get to it. Now the tailwheel clause. If the airplane you're flying is a tailwheel airplane, those 3 landings must be to a full stop. No touch and goes for tail dragger currency. Why? Because in a tailwheel airplane, the landing isn't over when the mains touch. The airplane is least stable during the rollout, when it wants to swap ends on you. So the FAA says, prove you can handle the whole thing, wheels down, all the way to a stop, 3 times. So far we've been talking about daytime, now the sun goes down, and the rule gets stricter. Night currency is a separate, additional requirement, and here's the part people miss. To carry passengers at night, you need 3 takeoffs and 3 landings to a full stop, at night, within the preceding 90 days. 2 big differences from the day rule. First, at night, every landing must be to a full stop. No touch and goes count for night currency, in any airplane, tailwheel or not. Second, there's a specific definition of when night currency actually applies. The night currency requirement kicks in during the period from 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise. Write that down. 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise. This creates a window that confuses a lot of pilots, so let's walk through it carefully. Think about the evening. The sun sets. For the first hour after sunset, you are in a kind of in-between zone. It might be getting dark, but for the purposes of passenger currency, that first hour still counts under the day rules. You do not need night currency yet. But once you cross that 1 hour after sunset mark, you now need 3 full-stop night landings in the last 90 days to have anybody in the airplane with you. Let me give you a real scenario, because this is exactly how people get caught. You're day current. You've got your 3 landings in the last month. You take your friend up for an evening flight. Beautiful sunset. You fly around. You're having a great time. You lose track of the clock. Now it's 1 hour and 15 minutes past sunset, and you go to land at your home field with your passengers still on board. If you are not night current, you have just violated 6157, even though you were perfectly legal when you took off. The regulation applies to carrying passengers during that time period, and that includes landing during that period. The examiner is looking for you to understand this on your check ride, by the way. If a designated examiner asks you about night currency and you only talk about landings without mentioning that 1 hour after sunset, 1 hour before sunrise window, that's a red flag to them. Know the window. Now let me clear up 2 more things people tangle together, currency versus the flight review. These are completely different animals, and I hear them confused all the time. The flight review, which lives in a different reg, 6156, is the every 24 calendar month requirement. An hour of ground, an hour of flight with an instructor, and an endorsement in your logbook. Without a current flight review, you cannot act as pilot in command of anything, not even solo. That's the big one. That's the gate. Currency 6157 is the 90-day passenger rule we've been talking about. Without it, you can still fly solo all day long. You just can't take passengers. So picture the layers, valid certificate, valid medical, or basic med. Current flight review, that's the 24-month gate for flying at all. And then, on top of all that, currency, the 90-day gate for carrying people. 4 separate things all have to line up before your family gets in the airplane. Here's a little something that surprises even experienced pilots. There's a footnote in 6157 for solo practice. It says you can only reestablish your own currency by yourself or with an instructor. You cannot use a safety pilot who is just a rated friend to log the landings that make you current if you're doing it under a scenario where you'd need one, for basic day and night takeoffs and landings. The practical takeaway is simple. When your currency has lapsed and you're going out to get it back, you go alone or you go with a CFI. You do not bring a buddy along for the ride to knock out those first 3 landings. Because until you've done them, that buddy is an illegal passenger. Let me say that again because it's the cleanest trap in the whole reg. If you're not current, the very flight where you get current cannot have passengers on board. You have to earn the currency first, empty, and then the 4th trip around. Sure, bring somebody. Now, I've spent this whole segment on what the law requires. Let me take my instructor hat and press it down firmly for a second, because legal and safe are not the same word. The regulation says 3 landings in 90 days makes you legal to carry passengers. The regulation does not say you're proficient. Those are 2 very different things. 90 days is a long time. Think about what happens to a skill you use once a season. Your radio work gets clumsy, your sight picture in the flare is soft, your crosswind corrections are a beat behind, you're legal at 89 days with 3 landings from the first week. But are you the pilot you want to be with your kids in the back? Here's how I'd put it. Use the reg as your floor, never your ceiling. 90 days and 3 landings is the absolute legal minimum the FAA will tolerate. Set your own personal minimum tighter. A lot of the safest pilots I know won't carry family, unless they've flown in the last 30 days. Some fly a few landings every couple of weeks, no matter what. Build your own rule and make it stricter than the government's. And when in doubt, go grab an instructor for a lap around the pattern. An hour with a CFI is the cheapest insurance in aviation. I know flying is expensive. I know every hour on the Hobbs hurts the wallet, but knocking the rust off with somebody in the right seat who can catch you, that money is never wasted. So let's tie a bow on this, your takeaways for the next flight. 1. Solo day or night. Needs a certificate, a medical, and a current flight review. No currency required to fly alone. 2. Passengers in the daytime. You need 3 takeoffs and landings in the preceding 90 days. Same category and class. Full stop if it's a tailwheel. 3. Passengers at night. That's from 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise. You need 3 takeoffs and 3 full stop landings at night in the preceding 90 days. 4. If you're not current, Get current alone or with an instructor first. The rusty flight is not the one to bring passengers on, and 5, legal is the floor. Proficient is the goal. Know the difference in your own logbook. The details on all of this come straight from Federal Aviation Regulation 6157 and the FAA's own guidance, and it's worth reading the actual regulation text yourself sometime. It's shorter than you think. If you want the show notes, they're over at radiohanger.com. Go count backward 90 days from today and see where you really stand. And if the number surprises you, well, that's a good excuse to go flying. See you in the pattern.